Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards, so any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards, because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome back to 21st Century Football, your complete guide to football in the 21st century. So far, that is. My name's Will Brazier, and before we get into it, just wanted to say a massive thank you. We've launched it. They're out there. You're enjoying them. So thank you very much from all of us here at 21st Century Football. Today, Kun Aguero, as I like to call him, but it's not about him, it's not about me. Snapman Dave, welcome back, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Really good.
Yeah?
You know, it's been a good little break from the world, and now Aguero's potentially going to be leaving the Premier League, big news.
Yeah.
So we're going to reflect on his life in the Premier League, it's going to be fun.
And it's a massive welcome to 21st Century Football. Neve, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's good to be on here and just to be blessed with such a presence of you two.
We always start with the Wikipedia page, but we're breaking it down a little bit differently today. We've each got a stat from that Wikipedia page, basically so it doesn't sort of go on a bit too much, let's be honest. Dave, what have you got?
Sergio Lionel Aguero del Castillo was born on June the 2nd, commonly known as Kun Aguero, hence why he wears Kun on the back of his shirt, his childhood nickname based on a title character from the cartoon Come Come.
Wow, there we go. And what a start. I think we better move on quickly from that.
Aguero moved to Premier League club Manchester City in July 2011. On the last day of his debut season in Manchester, he scored a last-minute winner to win the club's first league title in 44 years. Aguero became Manchester City's all-time goal scorer in November 2017.
Love that. And then I've got, it's quite a, I don't know why I've been given this one, but it says, after all, you know, we've spoken about the highs of his on-field achievements, and I've got, during the three-month football break due to coronavirus, Aguero started live-streaming. Playing video games on Twitch, and he became the fastest growing streamer of the month of May, reaching 1 million followers. Neve, do you Twitch?
Just not good enough for it, not cut out for it like Aguero, unfortunately.
No, I mean, Dave, you're on there, I think.
Yeah.
You're around like the 100 mark on the subscribers, but this guy's hit 1 million followers in a month.
Well, it's easy when your best mate's Lionel Messi, right? You just give him a call and everyone jumps on the stream.
Your best mate's Wes Brown, though. What about that?
Yeah, you see, a big. I haven't brought him in yet. I haven't cashed that chip in.
Yeah.
But one day, Wes will come on. Maybe Scott McTominay, you know, the guys. We'll chat to them all and it'll be great. And then I'll be able to get on the 1 million followers. You know what I mean?
Love that. Neve, obviously in your one, we spoke about him joining the Premier League. What's your first memory of Sergio Aguero?
Relegating my football club with his goal. That goal, everyone remembers it, is the securing the title for Man City, but it's also the goal that sent Bolton Wanderers down. So the fact he's never scored against us, which I hold by that and stand by that, obviously, at least he got the last laugh because he actually relegated us and destroyed my life.
So, like, because I was from a neutral perspective, I'll get to you in a minute, Dave, but when you're watching that QPR game,
What, I mean, your emotions must have been up. Were you at the Reebok that day?
Yep. And
I'm sorry to start on such a down, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just like,
welcome.
I was invited in. The email that said it was going to be fun. It's going to be a really good time. And all of a sudden,
gets better throughout the day.
Investigating me. No, it's just, I just don't remember. It's like when people watch back, you know, the Premier League years and stuff. And like, I just refuse to watch back that season. It's
right.
Just,
I agree.
Horrible.
I don't think it really exists. As a, I'm, you know, I'm not really bothered by it. It's one of those ones
I'd get rid
it.
Of it.
Yeah, I'd probably delete it as well, to be fair.
So what, at what point, because it was such a topsy-turvy game just on that game, and we'll get to it from a Man City perspective, but what were the highs and the lows? When were you up and when were you down?
Well, to be honest with you, we destroyed it for ourselves, so we were always going to go down. It wasn't Aguero's fault. In fact, what he did had nothing to do with it. It was actually, in a, it worked for us because we needed QPR to lose.
Got you.
But I still think about it as his fault because I think it just helps.
Yeah, and that's a good narrative to have as well. Dave, on the flip side of that, were you at the Stadium of Light that day?
No, I wasn't actually. I think I was at university.
Oh,
maybe.
Right.
Maybe not university.
A young stat man, Dave.
A young
head
stat
down
man
in
Dave,
a spreadsheet.
Yeah, making his way in the stats game.
Yeah.
Having a great time. But I'd like given up. That season I'd given up. City were very, very good that year. Got to the point where I was like, they've won the league, fine. I'd made peace with it.
That's good.
And
that's
at
nice.
One point of the day, you know, thinking, fine, this is done. We win the game, cool. You know, they'll win it on goal difference or however they'll win it, fine. But then you like get that hype. Like United finally take the lead. It's a scrappy old game against Sunderland. Like it was a bad game of football.
Mm.
They take the lead and you're thinking, this is going to happen. And you get hyped again. And then your energy gets up and up and up.
You're feeling
and
it.
You think, oh,
there we
go. I've scored it.
Yeah, nice.
Joe Barton then gets sent off.
But when it gets to that Sergio Aguero goal.
I was fuming.
Were you?
I was absolutely fuming.
Even I was like,
I was seething.
So what were you? So you were, well, you were upset because your team were going down.
I just didn't care about life anymore. So for me, it's just, you know, I just don't see it in the same way that everyone else sees it.
We also have got some fantastic stats on the man. Sergio Aguero has scored as many Premier League hat tricks as Ronaldo, Cantona, Dennis Bergkamp, Daniel Sturridge, Jurgen Klinsmann, Gianluca Vialli, Luis Saha, Gareth Bale, Roberto Firmino, Samuel Eto'o. The list drops off a little bit here. Stan Collymore and Olivier Giroud combined.
That just thinks of a stat of we're going to just chuck in Klinsmann, Vialli, Saha.
Yeah, pad it out a little bit.
Yeah, Collymore.
Starts off very well.
Yeah, it does start off pretty well, to be fair. And I think the thing with Aguero is he's got a great minutes-to-goal ratio. He's got the best in Premier League history, 108 minutes per goal. That's what I like about Aguero. I think when he's played, he's been clinical and brilliant. My slight issue with Aguero is it's the longevity and it's the injuries that have been the concern, because I think he would have been the best striker of all time if he'd been fit. I think he had enough seasons at City to score more goals than Shearer, and if he's scoring at that rate that he was, he would have broken the record. And I think it's an interesting one. Obviously, he's massive for City. First time I saw Aguero, I was watching, I can't watch show it, was Channel 5 show, and he was playing for Independiente. I don't know if it was Trans World Sport, but it was one of those type channels.
Like if it was, classic, Dave, that would have been Channel 4.
Classic. I think I was going on holiday somewhere.
What a start.
And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I think we were driving to France to go skiing or something like that. And this young lad from Independiente was tearing it up.
Yeah.
I was thinking, this guy's going to be the big cheese. Moved to Atletico, follow his career, doing really well at Atletico, and then he moved to Man City. And I think it was a good move for him. I think it was a good move for City. But I also say as well, I don't know if he quite fit Pep Guardiola's system and style.
Right.
I think he was great before.
Because when he came in under...
He came in under Mancini, but I think he played his best football under Pellegrini in terms of playing with another forward with him,
yeah.
And dropping off the line. And I think that's... He's a second striker. He's very much in the ilk of a Wayne Rooney, let's say. And I think playing in Pep's system and setup sometimes makes him a little bit isolated. A player that likes to play those 1-2s and play a little bit more in a free role versus right. kind of like that structured City style.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, a fantastic goal scorer.
Neve, I've got on my sheet, it says here, is he the greatest Premier League striker of all time?
It's hard because stats-wise, everyone's always going to say the striker that scored the most goals is the greatest, Alan Shearer. But you can't deny the quality of Aguero. And I think the dimensions of his game as well. And just the big moments that he stepped up. I think you're right, though. I think if he kept it up and was injury-free and had those full seasons, especially in the last few years, then perhaps we'd be having a different conversation.
Yeah.
But I find it really difficult to really argue a case for him over Shearer and Omri.
Yeah, it is tough. But here's one for you. Fantasy booking. Bolton of the checkbooks write what you want on it. You can have any striker in their prime that's played in the Premier League, like the ones you mentioned. Who are you choosing?
Emil Heskey.
Thank you. Welcome to 21st Century.
And that is a sensational shout.
And right there.
Yeah.
Welcome. Bang. Welcome.
That combination with Kevin Nolan would have been unbelievable.
I think so.
Just, how do you deal with that?
I'm a big fan of the
Kevin Nolan's late runs into the box, his aggression, then you've got Emil Heskey up front. Like, that's better than Aguero, better than Omri, better than Shearer, better than Wayne Rooney. Let's just leave it like that. But I think on that sort of Sergio Aguero Premier League record, I was diving into the numbers.
Right, can I just say, Niamh, there's going to be a lot of bullshit that's spouted in the probably in the next 5 minutes, so just brace yourself. And if you want to jump in, just jump in, because I will be
straight
doing
in. What I was looking at was comparing Henry, Aguero, Shearer and Rooney. I think they are the four probably the best strikers in Premier League history. When you look at Aguero's record in terms of what he did, so from 2014 up until 2018... 20 plus goal seasons, talking 26, 24, 20, 21, 21.
Which is outstanding.
Absolutely outstanding.
Brilliant.
Sensational.
Brilliant.
But he's never hit over 3,000 minutes in the Premier League. That's like a standard mark of, you know, you hit that number, you'll go on to great things. You need to play that amount of minutes to score that amount of goals.
But doesn't that make those stats look even more impressive?
It does, but then when you compare it to Omri, Rooney, Shearer, it paints it in a different light. So Omri's best seasons... in terms of his best run was 24, 24, 30, 25, 27 versus what we previously had.
So what we're saying, if he'd have had more luck with injuries, he would have hit those numbers.
It just sounds like you're really holding it against him, these injuries.
I am saying he's to blame for the injuries. I think you've got to look after your body. And there's a lot that was spoke about when Aguero joined Man City and how he didn't look after himself. He was living in a flat in Manchester with a mattress on the floor.
I mean, how do you know that? That's ridiculous.
That's what I've heard.
From
on the grapevine. I can't reveal sources, but that lack of...
Fucking Cum-Cum, whatever his name was. How do you know that?
What I've heard.
You don't know that?
I've heard that.
Gary wasn't a success because I heard he was sleeping in a bunk bed.
No, but that, around that point, okay, so his lifestyle wasn't great for... keeping himself injury free.
But you don't know that.
That's what I've heard, mate.
You don't, from who? Niamh, do you want to just make up something and go? I've heard he was eating village fish and chips every night.
Well, he'd be in your state. And we look at the likes of Gerrard, Lampard, any Premier League great, they have a quality bed. They've got a quality bed. First and foremost, they actually get themselves a bed and they can go to sleep.
Can I just say something, Dave? I really like you, and I think we've sort of formed a friendship. A lot of negativity around here today, and I want to celebrate football.
I'd love to celebrate Aguero. I think he's a good player. I'm just saying we need to quantify him a little bit better.
I just feel like the script was, we're going to bring you all on to celebrate Aguero, and the first thing you did was Google bad things about Sergio Aguero to bring to the discussion.
How do you know my search history? That's exactly what I did. I woke up this morning, I thought, you know what, how can I muddy the career of Sergio Aguero?
Niamh definitely knows your search history better than you know Aguero's bed situation.
Not sure about that.
Dave, you've got a little story about Aguero's child who has big boots to fill.
Big boots. You'd expect him to be the next wonder kid on Football Manager. You know, he's still a young lad, knocking around 11, nearly 12 probably. But Aguero...
He's just 11. You're not knocking around 11. You're 11 or you're 12.
Look, I was doing some quick maths. He was born in 2009. So I was saying 11 or 12 because we're in 2021.
Sorry, got you.
And then I've just seen the 19th of February. So I can confirm he's
knocking around.
You're
11, you're 12, you're 13.
Quick maths, speedy maths. That's decent. But Aguero, of course, you mentioned that the calibre of player. Married to Janina Maradona, the youngest daughter of the late Argentine footballer Diego Maradona, on the 19th of February 2009, as I did the quick maths,
decent.
Giannina gave birth to their son Benjamin.
Got you.
So Sergio Aguero is his dad, his granddad is Maradona, and his godfather...
Oh, don't know, Dave.
Lionel Messi.
Wow. Which caliber. Led me to think...
ML Heskey not involved?
Well, I was going to say,
maybe.
Which football family would you like to marry into, be part of? I was trying to think of some. I think I'd like to marry into Kenny Cunningham's family. I really like the Irish, do you know what I mean? And I was thinking like Roy Keane's an obvious choice to go into, but as a sort of a father, don't think there'd be much love there. You know, you got to think of these things.
That is a fair point, mate.
So I'm thinking like a footballing family because I think that guarantees success. So Lucas Hernandez, Theo Hernandez, I'm pretty sure their dad, Senior Hernandez, he played football.
So Senor Hernandez.
So that could be a good family to get into. I'm thinking Premier, we haven't really seen that many Premier League players in our generation that have had kids that have gone through.
Wayne Rooney, Kai Rooney.
Delap could be a solid family,
actually. Yeah, you know, solid long throw.
That is the one.
Son's a bagsman.
He actually is though, isn't he?
He could be the man that comes in and replaces Aguero long term.
Could be the man that places Rory's legacy.
Maybe. If it brings back the long throw, I'm all ears.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Oh no, is it everywhere? No, sure, stay and sort that out. We can have dinner another time. Amazing.
Whether it's cancelled plans...
Need to get in the kitchen and calm down.
...or the need for a quick, convenient distraction. Introducing Goodfella's Mini Pizzas. Four mini pizzas made with respect that cook in 11 minutes. Goodfella's Minis. Embrace the unexpected.
I think we should move on to the part of the show where we try to get to the bottom of what Aguero's most iconic moment in football was. I don't think there's a debate on this, Niamh. If I can get you to take yourself away from the bitter disappointment of relegation, maybe into the shoes of a Manchester City fan, it doesn't get any better than winning the title in the last minute of the season, does it?
No, not when it's your first one in 44 years and it's that dramatic. And it's a player that I think it's important to remember as well, like this is his first season in the Premier League, and to come in and have that impact is just incredible. You've already established yourself as a cult hero at a club within one season.
It was brilliant, Dave, wasn't it? And I know the red agenda at the door, but to win a Premier League season like that, and even like the Dzeko goal, which sort of gets swept under the carpet a little bit, that's absolutely unbelievable.
No, yeah, I've got friends that support Manchester City and I was the first to congratulate them on their league title.
Bollocks.
Absolute bollocks.
You are legit. Not that humble to be
absolutely.
Lose the title.
I've grown up with these lads, so they're friends. I understand what it's like to win a league title and understand what it's...
I bet that's how you did it as well. You didn't go like, congratulations. I understand having 15 under my belt, how it feels to do this. So congratulations. It's not going to last long.
No, but he loved the day. He thought it was a great time. One of the best moments of his life. So I understand that the drama, right? Being on the other side of the fence would have been really good.
Would you deny him that moment? Bear in mind the amount of people that affected. People that might have been having a tough day, tough year, and then they had that moment. Would you deny all those people, including Aguero, that moment and say, if you could go back in time, it hit the post? Or
yeah,
hit
absolutely.
The
no questions asked, absolutely.
Yeah, but
it's just nice to learn a little bit about
Look, you know, that would be nice. Me and my friends would have the joy, and all the people that maybe having a tough time, Man United fans would have the joy.
But you won't even get the commentary as well, Niamh, which is that the most iconic
bit of
commentary?
You see, that's the bit that gets me the most. Every time I hear that clip, I'm just fuming.
Do you not get goosebumps?
Watch it. Drink it in. I swear you'll never see a moment like this. For me, that's better than the when United won the treble in the last minute.
I have to agree.
I think when you boil it down, it's...
Sorry, that's that. I'll see you later, guys. It's been nice being on the show today. Thank you.
Just leave the shirt.
Yes, Niamh. No, I think... Well,
I believe we've still got one bit to go, haven't we? So I've got to come back.
Because the thing with United is it's a knockout tournament and the final did come down to two goals in the last... obviously in stoppage time. I think they're probably on par, to be honest, if I wasn't winding Dave up. Have you got any other sort of moments? What about Independiente? You like that?
Well, I do like Independiente because it's a great name. It flows off the tongue, Independiente. I think... When you come from Atletico and that team and they lifted European silverware, to not have done that at City, I think will go down. If they don't do it this year, again, City are the best team in Europe right now. They have the best squad. They have Aguero. If Aguero can get fit back into this season, they should win the Champions League. So that would be a bigger legacy. I think that, for me, puts him at a higher position. If he goes on to score goals in the knockout stages of the Champions League, you'll be able to hold this player up in a higher regard for City.
I don't want to sort of toot my own horn, if you will, but this is the first footballer on 21st Century Football that I've actually met.
Wow. What's he like?
Well, it was an interview for Puma ahead of the Manchester Derby, and it was in a car park at the back of a curry house.
Okay, this seems very similar to my story about him sleeping on the floor.
I'm not too sure
I'm going to believe you here.
He wasn't eating the curry.
Okay, so he wasn't eating the curry, but he was behind a curry house.
Turned up, he was speaking English fine, really good. And then I sort of opened my mouth and it was like my first sort of presenting thing I'd really done. And it was quite a broad Brummy accent. And then he decided to change the interview to Spanish.
Yeah, I probably would do that with you, to be fair, anyway.
A bit drowny, a bit like that. And then he went to Spanish.
We are the Peaky Blinders.
But interestingly, that day, Dave, there's more to Birmingham than the Peaky Blinders, Dave. I don't want to be tarred for that brush. But interestingly, that day I said, which Manchester United player would you like to have at Manchester City? And do you know who said, Niamh?
Tell me.
He said, no one.
It's a good answer.
Good answer. Is it the right answer?
A little bit more.
I respect that answer. I think if I was him, I would have probably said, does Emile Heskey play for Manchester United? And just found that out.
At the end of each episode, we rank the player. Icon status. Would you go for a drink with them? And would you play five-a-side with them? We start in the pub. Would you go for a drink with Sergio Aguero? It's out of 10, Niamh. What are you thinking?
I mean, my accent's no more glamorous than a Brummy accent. So if I open my mouth and he starts speaking Spanish, my Spanish goes as far back as GCSE. So that's all I can tell him is what I wanted to be when I was younger and that I can go swimming and my favourite colour's red. So I don't
good
think
conversation, we're good chat. Yeah, great chat.
So I'm going to say no.
So what, out of 10 though?
Three.
Three? Is that based more on you than him?
Yeah, it's my own problem, Aguero. If you do happen to want to go for a drink, then it's my problem.
Dave?
I'm probably going to score it a one. I think as much I want to talk to him about...
Proper United fan would say zero.
I've gone with one because if we were talking about Pep, maybe that'd be more interesting.
I don't get the difference.
I don't think we've got much in common.
Why?
Just don't. He can score goals, I can't.
Ask him about the mattress.
You see, that would be the interesting type of conversation.
Well Dave, you famously said on another podcast that you once had a bunk bed, which you used to sort of share. And
is that, you got a problem with that?
No, I haven't got a problem with it.
If Sergio was top bunk, I was bottom bunk, I don't think it would work.
But I just think you're criticising a man's career because he's not sleeping on a good enough bed, yet you're the one who's climbing up the rungs of a ladder like Jeff Hardy to get to bed every night.
Bunk beds are sensational.
I'm going to go for 10 just because I don't feel I want to get the average up here. Lots to talk about. And you could do half an hour just on the QPR game. Maybe get to the bottom of a few theories that you're firing out there, Dave.
Yeah, if I can get a video out of it, the number goes up. You know, great for the channel.
I'll give you a video out of it.
We'll double it, 6.
Nice, love that. Think of the thumbnail.
Yeah, that's true.
Next is five-a-side. Would you like to play football with him?
Yeah, because something that I always think about of Aguero is those goals he scores from like either the left side of the net, right side of the net, those angles, and he just absolutely smashes them, but the accuracy is incredible. Like, I would just want to see that in the flesh, how he's able to do that, because he's just insane. So yeah, I'll do that. 10
straight tens, love that. What are you saying?
I think it'd be very, very good five-a-side. I completely agree with what Niamh's
saying. Low centre of gravity,
quick feet as well. Ooh, can shift it fast. The only issue you'd have, so you're thinking a league format five-a-side, he'd be a great forward for you. He's going to score loads of goals.
Yeah.
But is he going to play the entire season? I think there's issues with his injury record. I think there's issues with him maybe getting distracted by Twitch, by, having to go to Argentina every Christmas
yeah.
with his injuries and all that. So I don't know if the commitment would be there from Sergio.
Right.
So I'm probably going to go with a six. Okay. He'd be fantastic when he turns up, and that'd be the problem.
You just don't know if you're going to get the fiver out of him every week.
That's another big thing as well.
I think you would get the fiver out of him.
I'm not sure.
Whereas in past we've spoken about someone being a ball hog, he must be a shot hog. I think he'd just shoot from every angle he gets out of his feet and done. But that would be nice to see. So I'm going to go for a seven on that one. And then finally, icon status. So we're taking all his achievements, the good and the bad, and ranking that out of 10. So what would you give him, Lee?
It's a big massive call. Moment in the Premier League. As a Premier League player, an icon, but European, not so much. I'm going to say eight.
I think that's respectable. Stat man.
We'll start with 10. We'll take 1 point off Alan Shearer, 1 point off Wayne Rooney, 1 point off Thierry Henry.
Seven.
And then 1 point off lack of goals in the Champions League.
Six.
Six.
I'll give seven. Just because I'm nice. Let me do the maths. Carry the one.
3 hours later.
Okay, guys, I've got a provisional score coming in my ear of 61 out of 90.
It's not bad at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you do a recount?
So what's 90, 40? So well above average.
Yeah.
I think he's higher than quite a few we've spoken about before.
Yeah, where a few players we probably misscored or... You have misscored, Will, personally.
I think that's reasonable.
I'm pretty sure that's close to Cristiano Ronaldo.
What grade would that be in the exam? Are we talking A or A star?
Well, no, I don't know.
I'd say that's a B.
I think it'll be a B minus.
Yeah, it's nice. It could be better.
But you got to factor in the whole of the 21st century, and you do have to factor in Europe as well. So I do think that's fair. Niamh, you've enjoyed your first episode?
Not really.
No? Is that mainly because of Dave?
A little bit. It's just his attire is quite intimidating, to be fair.
Get in there. Could you describe it for the listeners?
Yeah.
What would you describe me
as? Say, this is England, but gone wrong.
This is England gone wrong.
Yeah. No, I do like it, Dave. It's just because, you know.
That's a terrible description. That is the worst.
No, I do like it. I would wear that outfit. I do think you've done well.
Eminem's younger brother, Marvin. Right.
Yeah, that's expected.
In there. And on that note, I think we'll say goodbye. Thank you very much for listening to 21st Century Football. If you want to listen to more episodes, make sure you follow us on wherever you get your podcasts. And also, we've got a YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe because it's great, isn't it, Dave?
It is. And also review the podcast on Spotify, on Apple, because that's important. Maybe we can do a little giveaway in the future.
What are you giving away? Maybe we give away that shirt, Dave.
We can give away the shirt. We'll do that. We'll give away the shirt.
People unsubscribe. We'll see you later.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.